Hey gang, Coach Christy here, coming to you from my office at Savage Dreams Acres in Central Iowa. Had some themes going on in the horsemanship questions I've been getting lately, and also comments that I'm getting on my various social media platforms. So I thought I would take a minute here to talk my thoughts out on the subject, and hopefully you enjoy it. Today, I want to talk to you guys about emotional fitness. We use that term a lot in Pirelli Natural Horsemanship as a means to encourage folks to grow on a personal level, to learn to be more deliberate with our thoughts, emotions, and actions, versus allowing default settings to take us over. And, you know, for me, that's what we're asking our horses to do, isn't it? We're asking them to learn to make choices based on information they've been given versus just reacting to a situation and doing what Mother Nature has programmed them to do. So for me, one of the ways that I define leadership is I will lead the way. If you come with me and do things the way that I do them, we will experience harmony together. And harmony feels really nice. Okay, so emotional fitness often gets misinterpreted as a lack of emotion or some kind of strategy that has us believe that we can control our emotions. And I actually don't believe that is really true. I don't think that through my will that I can control my emotions. I think that when I try to direct my emotions through control, I often end up either suppressing them or lighting a fire under them, right? Making them worse rather than better. So for me, the process to emotional fitness is more from a perspective of counter conditioning than from a perspective of trying to, do something about it once my limbic system has been hijacked by a situation, right? As soon as I've biologically been overrun with, you know, hormones based on a situation, it's really hard to recover from that in the moment, right? Something stresses me out and my adrenals pump my bloodstream full of adrenaline or cortisol to try to prep me for fight or flight, right? To ensure survival. That is biological, right? You've already been overrun with all these chemical hormones and your body is going to respond to that accordingly. And so it's similar to horsemanship, right? I get questions all the time about what do I do when my horse jigs on the trail? Or what do I do if my horse bucks? Or what do I do if my horse balks or bolts, right? And you definitely need strategies for what to do in those moments, right? Those things happen. We get hijacked by our limbic system. But I think more of our focus and energy could be directed towards what do I do to try to ensure those situations don't come up in the future. And it really comes down to consumption, association, and habits. All right. So by consumption, I mean what kind of situations, what kind of people, what kind of environment am I exposing myself to? To give you an example, this morning, I do occasionally want to pay attention to the news because I feel like as a citizen of the planet, I need some functional knowledge of what's going on in the world. So this morning I was watching the news or, you know, sort of had it on in the background while I was doing other things. And every story was so negative. I could feel my, you know, biological system responding to the bombardment of negative stories. Things about politics and plane crashes and a girl's gone missing. And it's important for us to know about these things, but it's also important to recognize how that information is affecting us and what to do with it. So for me, my limbic system had already been hijacked this morning. I'm going to tell you, I posted a beautiful post on my Facebook page, in my opinion, about my daughter who has started a small business of raising puppies. She is working very hard to develop a business and a life that she can be proud of, that she can enjoy, and that gives her time to, raise her son rather than, having to send him to daycare. So I'm very proud of her entrepreneurial spirit and her drive to, want to create some kind of business and life that, she can feel good about. And of course, the whole idea of breeding more puppies when there are so many puppies in puppy shelter and dog, animal shelters is controversial. And I knew that when I posted about her puppies that I was likely to get some kind of comment about, don't buy these puppies because the shelters are overrun. So I have, of course, got defensive and I responded to the post. Although I edited it and filtered it many times, trying my very best to be as respectful as possible so that my response could have some chance of being well received. But at any rate, my limbic system this morning has already been hijacked, right? I can feel it. I notice it. I pay attention to it. I was presented with a stimulus and my body responded in a biochemical way. And so then on top of that, listening to the news and every story was doom and gloom, it was about to spiral me into a direction for my day that I would not choose for myself if I was paying attention, right? So I felt the escalation happening of negative thoughts, negative feelings, and so I turned it off, right? I turned the TV off and got more focused on business things here this morning. I'm going to take my dog for a walk as soon as I'm done recording this, and that will help clear the system and give me some chance of being able to, approach my horses today with a better attitude. So I think that more than anything, guys, I want you to think about, I might not be able to control my emotions, but I can control my actions and my focus. I think focus more than anything, what we deliberately give our attention to has a huge influence on our emotions. And so, I could have by default allowed that negative, bombardment to keep happening this morning, or slow down, pay more attention to how that's affecting me, and then choose something that has a better chance of ensuring that I'm going to have a good day, right? So I paid attention to what was grabbing my focus and made a more deliberate choice rather than just allowing the current of the morning to sweep me up and take me down a tributary that I didn't plan or that I didn't choose for myself, right? I wanted to, have a better opportunity to have a good day today. So the nuts and bolts of it, guys, boils down to just that. Accept your emotions, notice your emotions, pay attention to what they're doing in your body and how that affects how you feel. Get curious about them, but don't try to fight them and sure don't try to suppress them, right? Emotions happen. That is the nature of human beings. We're emotional creatures, right? But you can be more deliberate with your consumption, with your focus, and with your habits. Make sure you're doing those things, everything that you consume, both, nutritionally, but also the music, the TV you watch, the books you read, the people you talk to on a regular basis, the way you respond to social media. Pay attention to the things that you want, like give your attention to the things you're trying to deliberately develop for yourself versus allowing default settings, to come up, and, create habits that promote, peaceful emotions, that promote love, joy, kindness, fascination rather than getting in the habit of allowing default things to happen, like frustration, fear, anger, cantankerousness. All right, guys, that's my little bit of advice to you today on emotional fitness. I hope you find it useful. If you do, I would consider it a close personal favor for you to like, rate, comment, review, any kind of interaction with my podcast on whatever platform you are listening to it on will help me to grow my audience. And I would love nothing more than to continue to help make the world a better place for horses and the humans who love them. Thank you so much for listening today, and I'll talk to you again when I have something more to say. Thanks, guys. Bye.